Time for us to talk fitness, as we always do on a Saturday morning. And this week, we are looking at a thing that I think has happened to all of us at one time or another, usually very inconveniently. There's never a convenient time for this particular thing to happen. We're talking about muscle spasms, muscle cramps, and what causes them as well. And once you know the cause, how to deal with them. We're joined by physiotherapist with special interest in chronic pain, Leslie Mayer. And we take your calls on 011-883-0702. Leslie, as always, it's great to have you on the show. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Googs. Always nice to hear. This is one of my favorite topics. Patients always ask me this question.
Really? Because I imagine yes. everyone at some point or another experiences a muscle spasm and cramp. Wait, but just before we go ahead, are muscle spasms and cramps the same thing, or are they two different things?
It varies in intensity. So a muscle spasm, basically, your body has the ability, your muscles have the swivel head action, and mm-hmm. it needs calcium and magnesium to move in and out of the cell for it to contract and relax. In other words, to bend and straighten so that you can walk and move your limbs and stuff like that. And you also need energy to be able to do this. So if you are overworked, overtired, exercise too much, and it doesn't matter your age, it can be a newborn all the way through to an old grand. It doesn't matter how old you are, everybody gets muscle spasms. And it happens from injuries like compression. So if we take a newborn, those that have come out of the birth canal, if they'd had forceps pull on them, if their umbilical cord was stuck around their neck, those will cause spasms on the neck, and they were actually going to muscle spasm and cramping. And when so the spasm is like makes like a speed bump. And then the cramp physically contracts that muscle to such a degree that you cannot turn your head, you cannot stretch the muscle, you cannot move because it's too painful. So it's basically the same thing, just at varying degrees.
And so I know you mentioned some of the causes could be, for instance, contraction. Maybe you're in the case of a baby that's just been born, you've just been kind of in a little ball for a good few months, or you have, exertion. What are some of the other common causes of muscle cramps and spasms? We often get told that sometimes you could be getting a spasm or a cramp because of a deficiency in some or other mineral or some or other vitamin. Is that true?
Yes. So if we take the various ages, so let's start with birthing. Like we mentioned before, the birthing canal, the babies can get the umbilical cord stuck around their neck. Or if they're early born, then they will be in an incubator for a couple of months, and then they get that blood pressure monitor that they put on the legs because the arms are too small. Now, that blood pressure monitor, because it squeezes on the legs and it has to be quite tight to be able to pick up the monitoring of the baby, that in itself will cause a spasm in the shin that can actually pull the big toe all the way up so that it touches the top of the foot. So that is quite severe. If we take it older, you take your 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old falling out trees or falling down a step and they break their legs, they would need a cast. That cast that they have, the muscle will go into spasm to protect the area from breaking, but it also breaks, right? Then you wear that cast for 2 weeks, or actually I lie, it's 4 weeks. And when that cast comes off, the leg will have muscle spasm from what has happened to it. And that child may not get better if they don't get full range of movement and you don't release that muscle spasm. And that spasm can actually prevent the child's leg from growing the same as the other side. And you then have a smaller leg on the one side compared to the other side. And it can cause the entire left-hand side, if it was the left-hand side that was injured, the entire left-hand side to become smaller than the right-hand side over time. And I'm talking by the time they're 12, and you look at the kid, the whole left-hand side of the body is smaller than the right-hand side of the body because of muscle spasms holding that bone in place, preventing it from growing at the same rate as the other side. Then if we go to your teenagers or older people that are now starting to go into the gym era, where they are doing, they like to do the flipping calf raises that you do until you fail, or the biceps curls until you fail. And then I see the people that come to me the next day, and if you've done the calf raises, they can't get their heels flat on the floor. So then they walk on their toes, and their biceps, if they've been doing the biceps, their elbows get stuck at 90 degrees, and they physically cannot bend or straighten their arms. And that muscle has gone into such severe spasming, cramping, that they need needling and treatment to release it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't give them the treatment, that doesn't come right. They might be able to get full range of movement, but the arm and the leg will never feel the same as it did prior to that injury that they've done. Then you can have people that sit too long or do too much. So it's that too, you know, too much or too little. So if you've got your runners, for argument's sake, and they run, or your judo players, that anything that you overexert yourself, again, to failure, right? The muscles will go into spasm to protect the area, and then it can cause compression fractures. And if you sit too long, your muscles shorten, and then if you decide to go and run, or you have to quickly run because something's happened, your muscles will go into spasm because they're not used to going through that length of motion because you've been sitting behind a desk all your time. So it's driving too long. Stress. Stress is an awful thing that causes muscle spasms, especially in the upper neck area. Mm. And every single muscle, when it goes into spasm, it will have a very specific referral pattern. That's why when you go and see a physiotherapist, they will always ask you, where do you feel your pain and what has happened to you? Because it depends on what you've been doing, the injury that you've sustained or not sustained, and the type of pain that you have, the area that it is in, it will give you specific areas. And we have been taught that if the headache is on the side of the temples, it's coming from your upper trapezius. If it's in the eyeball, it's coming from your C2. If it's on top of your head, it's coming from the front of your neck. So we know exactly which muscle refers to which area. So it's very important to be able to identify where the area or where the pain is so that you can tell your physiotherapist so that they can help reduce it. Now, you were asking about also insufficiencies. Mm-hmm. If you don't have enough vitamin D, you cannot absorb calcium out of your food that you're taking, so therefore you have a reduction in calcium. Remember, to get the swivel head action of your muscles to work, you need calcium and magnesium and energy. So if you are not sleeping enough, you'll have low energy. If you don't have enough vitamin D, so you're not out in the sun regularly, and interestingly enough, up to 85% of South Africans have a low vitamin D. And in those patients, when I see them, they do not respond to treatment normally. So it takes me longer to get them better, and they just don't quite get better because you've got a deficiency in vitamin D. Now, you can't just willy-nilly take vitamin D because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and that can then cause excess vitamin D, which gives you the same problems. So you would need to measure it with blood tests. Then another thing that causes muscle spasm is bilharzia. So if you have been exposed to dirty water, which all our rivers are polluted with bilharzia, so if you go fishing, you're swimming in dams, you're skiing, you go visit your family in the townships or in the rural areas and that, and you decided to go and swim in the dam, you may be infected with bilharzia, and that will cause chronic pain, chronic headaches, muscle spasms, the whole katutarasi. So that you'd need to pick up with the blood tests. But because the blood tests are not as sensitive nowadays, they've increased the margins of the blood tests, it will come back as a false negative. So then they won't treat you for bilharzia, and you'll suffer with chronic pain. Another one is chronic pain. So if you've had a car accident or an injury, again, if we go to a little child that was born and had torticollis, or you go to a child that has fallen out of a tree or dived into a swimming pool or fell off the trampoline or fell off a jumping castle or was pushed out, pushed there, whatever, that pain doesn't go away. It doesn't go away on its own. You need to have it seen to. You need to have it treated. And now you're looking at 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the line from a simple injury that you had when you were 2, 3, 4, whatever, that will continuously maintain and give you pain. And then what happens is your nerves that supply the muscle and tell it what it must do will misfire. And then you will get bizarre cramping in your body, calves, feet, quads, hamstrings, stomach, back, you name it, it just goes wherever it wants to go.
Yeah.
And then you get cramping for no reason, like you bend forward to put on your shoes and your stomach cramps, you know? Or you're sitting and you're looking funny at somebody talking next to you and then suddenly your back spasms. So with things like that, with chronic pain, I spoke to one doctor and he says quinine works quite well with reducing muscle cramps. Now, you can't just go and get quinine over the counter. You would need a prescription and you'd need to have a chat with your doctor about it. But that is something that does help with severe cramping for your chronic pain sufferers.
We often also hear, Leslie, that magnesium or a magnesium supplement can help with cramping. Is that correct? I know you've mentioned vitamin D and its role with the absorption of calcium. Magnesium,
So
any truth to that?
Yeah, slow mag, CalMag-D, anything that's got a combination of calcium and magnesium and preferably a vitamin D with it. Excellent for reducing muscle cramps. If you don't have money, a pinch of salt in your water also works. So my sportsmen, especially your rugby players and that way, or anyone where you sweat a lot when you're playing your activity, put a pinch of salt in one of your waters that you drink, and that will prevent you cramping on the field. So if you think about it, when you sweat, your sweat tastes salty, and that's because you're losing your sodium and magnesium within your body. So if you just put a pinch of salt in your water, you will be able to play without getting cramping. So that's a cheap man version. Otherwise, you go and you buy your calcium and magnesium that's set in specific quantities that you would take every day to prevent yourself from cramping, especially if you do suffer from cramps. But go and look at the other stuff, because these problems and the muscle spasms, if they stay there for long duration, they actually cause osteoarthritis and your other arthritis in your joint, because the muscles are pulling on the joint, speeding up the degeneration, which you don't want. So you need to go and have it resolved. And the best people to do that are your physiotherapists, because they will go in, they will massage the area, they will teach you which stretch would be applicable to do that specific muscle to get it better. And needling works exceptionally well to release the spasm, because it goes all the way down to bone and it releases that entire section up to the bone area that the problem is sitting at.
And for someone who's never done needling, it's not sore. I've done needling and I'm terrified of needles. But if you've never done it, you might hear the word needling and think, oh, absolutely not, I'm not doing that.
No, it's not sore like an injection sore. It's a your pain sore. So when I stick the needle in, I will elicit the same pain that you are complaining about, and then you will feel it melting like chocolate. So as it just dissolves and goes away, it just melts and goes away. And then you know, oh, it's better, and then you can take the needle out and move it, or you know, teach you the stretches from there, because you want to then maintain the range of movement. And literally, like if we go back to the bodybuilders and that have got now the failed calves and the failed biceps, when I stick the needle in, I literally release it instantly. It's very fast in releasing the spasms.
Leslie, as always, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Nice day further.
Thank you very much. That is a physiotherapist with a special interest in chronic pain, Leslie Mayer, speaking to us about muscle spasms and cramps, what causes them, and how to treat them.